This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, 1st May, God's word for you today is totally new. Our scripture reading is from Isaiah 43:18-19, and it says, "But forget all that. It is nothing compared to what I am going to do. For I am about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it?" The first implication of a new chapter is that the old chapter must end. Therefore, you need to turn the pages, because you cannot read the new chapter if you refuse to turn the pages. And therein lies your own part of the deal. There are certain pages that you have to turn. God is not going to turn them for you. You have to turn those pages by yourself. There are things that God has placed upon your heart, and you know them. You know the things you need to stop and the pages you need to turn. But you are waiting for an angel to come and turn it for you. No, you have to turn it yourself. Obedience is obedience because the power to obey lies with us. Obedience would not be obedience if God was remotely controlling us. It would be robotic. Obedience is obedience because the power to control lies with us. You cannot start a new chapter if you keep reading the old chapter. Close the chapter. He said he is not interested in you anymore, and he has walked away. So you are heartbroken, but at night you still bring out the letters he wrote to you and read them. What you should do is burn it and move. It is over, but you just love the teddy bear he bought for you. No, close the chapter because it is a closed chapter. The old chapter must end. Sometimes we try to make people like us. Do not force anybody to like you. Do you know why? The people who are waiting to like you are not receiving you because you are hung up on the people who will never like you anyway. If someone cannot create time for you, do not create time for them. Jesus says that if they don't receive you, dust your feet and keep moving, because there is nothing wrong with you. The people who will receive you are waiting for you. But as long as you keep knocking on that chapter, trying to read the old chapter, you will not attend to the new one, but you will enter into your new chapter in the name of Jesus. The second implication of a new chapter is so obvious, but sometimes we miss it. A new chapter signifies that it is not the end. It is just a turn, and it brings you to a new beginning. It is just the beginning. Do you receive the prophecy? It is not the end. It is just the beginning. The third implication of a new chapter is that you should expect new experiences. You have not read this chapter before. That is why it is called a new chapter. Expect new experiences. Do not try to recreate the old chapter in the new chapter. The old chapter is gone. I prophesy new experiences into your life in the name of Jesus. It is time to write a new story. Let us pray. Father, I let go of the old chapter, and I step into new beginnings in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.